إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم ومن والاه بعد. My brothers and sisters, we are living in times which are stressful and times where the Muslim Ummah in general, and in some cases people at an individual level also, either they are threatened in one way or the other, or they feel threatened. So either there is a real threat or there is a perceived threat. And in order to combat that threat, people are taking or planning at least all kinds of ways of getting away from that threat. People are thinking of migrating to this or that country, from whichever country they are staying in, or they are thinking of various other ways. I want to mention to you three incidents. One is, this happened, I think it was probably 95 or 96. I was in Bombay, which was Bombay at that time, before the name change. And I was staying at the Leela Kempinski Hotel. And it was new at the time, so it was supposed to be a 7-star or something. I was teaching a course for GE, so I was there. And one evening, I decided to go out and buy some bananas. And those days I used to eat one banana before I went to bed. And I didn't want to pay for the whole banana garden to eat one banana. So I said, let me go and buy my own banana. So I went outside, and it so happened that just outside the gate of the hotel, there was a banana seller on his thela, on his pushcart. Now this was not too long after the, I think it was the, some one of these various, what we like to call the riots. So we have various riots in this country, which are not riots, which are actually pogroms and massacres, but we like to use this term riots. So it was soon after one of these riots, and which was in Bombay. So I was chatting up this guy, talking to him after I got my bananas. So I asked him, I said, were you affected by this? So he tells me, I'm khade hai na. He said, I'm here, no? So obviously that means he was not affected in the sense of he wasn't killed. So he said, I'm alive. He said, a few days, we lose a few days income because you can't sell. But otherwise. So then he asked me who I am and what I do and so on. So I explained to him to whatever extent is possible. And it so happened that I was going to America the next year, in 1997. So I said, I am going to America next year. So he asked me, kahin ja rahe? He said, why are you going? So I told him half in jest and maybe half real also. So I told him, yaar hai toh ye sab hota na? I said, if you are here, all this will happen, these riots and this threat to life and all that. He tells me with a dead serious expression on his face. He said, kya saab, America mein maut nahi kya bola? He tells me, what, there is no mouth in America. There is no death in America. He said, you are going to America to escape death? I was not going to escape death, but I'm just saying, that is how it came across. When I told him, maybe that's how it came across to him, that this man is running away from here because things are not good. So he tells me, you are going to America to escape death. There is no death in America. One incident. Second incident is after the 2002, once again the nice term riots of Gujarat. There was a gathering here in Hyderabad in the Zakat Trust. It was a fundraising to do some relief work with the refugees and the people affected by these riots in the refugee camps and so on. And alhamdulillah, people of Hyderabad raised a lot of money, a lot of people went and did some good work. Inshallah, may Allah accept that work from them. And the Hyderabad Zakat and Charitable Trust was one of them. So, I was one of the speakers there for that fundraising meeting. And along with me, another speaker was Professor Kancha Illaya of Usmania University. At that time, he was still a professor. Now, he is retired. Professor Kancha Illaya, for those who don't know, is a Dalit leader and a very famous professor, writer, author. So, I finished my speech and people, alhamdulillah, they donated money and so on. And then was Kancha Illaya's speech. And Kancha Illaya said something in his speech which has remained with me and it will remain with me all my life. He said, he's saying to everybody who was there, he said, "You have a book." He said, "You have a book. And you have a responsibility. And your responsibility is to take this book to us," meaning to the non-Muslims. He said, "But you chose to keep your book with you and to stay in your mahallas and to be killed in your mahallas." He said, "You chose to do this." He said, "If instead of that, if you had fulfilled your responsibility of bringing this book to us," he said, "you had to die somewhere. And if you had said that instead of dying in our mahallas, instead of dying in our mahallas, let us die in the mahallas of the non-Muslims. Let us die in the mahalla of the Hindu, the mahallas of whoever, with the Quran in our hand, telling those people, introducing those people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the beauty of this deen," he said, "if you had chosen to do that," he said, "I can guarantee you that not only would you not have been killed, but you would have changed the world." This is what the man said. Third incident is yesterday, I was going for my evening walk to Chiran Palace. And on the way in this Zahranagar, which is a primarily Muslim locality as far as I know, I saw Christian missionaries. In this case, yesterday I saw two of them, both were Indian, wearing ties and suits and sweating profusely. And they were standing by the main road. They had come out of one of the lanes. One of them actually had a Bible in his hand. The other one had a bag, a sling bag. And he was wiping his brow, which was beaded with sweat. And I recall that several times I have also seen with these Christian missionaries, I have seen white Christian missionaries. I don't know which country they come from, but whichever, wherever they come. They are with them, same thing, suits and so on and so forth. Sometimes in the summer, in 40 plus, we have Hyderabad summers are, we go into high 40s Celsius. In those summers, those white guys, their faces are like red, like paint with the heat. But not only does the suit not come off, even the tie is not loosened. And what are they doing? They are preaching Christianity. To whom? In that locality, to Muslims. Of course, they don't go to only one locality, they go everywhere. Now, I know there is a lot of anger that a lot of people express about Christian missionaries preaching their religion. How can they do that and so on and so on. My point is, leave that aside for a moment. How they can do it or can't do it is not the issue. The issue is, what is it that you and I are doing? What is it that you and I are doing? What is the answer to Kancha Illaya's statement where he said that you had a book and you had a responsibility? We still have the book and we still have the responsibility. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya ayyuha Rasul, balligh ma unzila ilayk. Allah said, O my Rasul, O my Messenger, go and announce and tell people what has been sent to you. The statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not doing his job. The statement is for the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to say that this is the job of the Nabi which was given to you. Go and do it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Wallahu yasimuka minan nas. Allah will protect you from the people. My question to myself and the others is that today we are looking and trying to make all kinds of schemes to escape death, to escape trials and tribulations, to escape difficulties. No problem, by all means, make the schemes. But in that scheme is also, is there a scheme to say that the way to escape this, you will never escape death of course, but the way to escape trials, tribulations, difficulties and so on, is to take the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to those who do not know this word. Is that part of a scheme? Are we thinking about that? Are we saying that Allah's promise of, Allah said, Wallahu yasimuka minan nas, Allah will protect you from the people. Allah's promise of protection is for those who balligh ma unzila ilayk, who are doing the work of the da'wat of this deen, who are going and proclaiming and telling people what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed. Allah's promise of protection is not for anybody else. Allah's promise of protection is for the Anbiya alayhimus salam and for those who do the work of the Anbiya alayhimus salam. I remind myself, I knew that there is no one particular way of doing this work. So it's not as if there's only one particular way which, you know, this Jamaat is doing or that Jamaat is doing. No. Everything is required. Going door to door is required. Distributing books is required. Lectures are required. But what is required more than anything else is to practice Islam in our lives where we can show people a living proof, a living model of the way of Islam. That is what is required. More than anything else. Because talk is cheap. Anybody can talk. Yesterday another incident happened which tells us how close, I was telling Hafiz bhai. I got off in Chiran Palace, there was absolutely gridlock of traffic. So, I couldn't, I told my driver, I said, let me get off here, which was quite away from the main gate. And then I'll walk and he can bring the car. So, I got off and that pavement is very high. Pavement is at least about, 2 feet high or maybe a bit more than that. And as I was walking along, I saw these two guys and both of them were Hindus because they had big tilaks on the forehead, who were trying to lift up a Luna moped onto the pavement. So, I went to help them. So, I got hold of the handles and I was pulling it up. This guy who was lifting it up, he didn't look at me, nothing. His head is down, he's lifting this thing and he's, you know, sort of groaning with the effort. And he's saying, Ya Allah Malik! Ya Allah Malik. I helped him and, you know, we put the Luna on this pavement. And as they were going away, he tells me, thank you, Anna. Now, no Muslim will say, thank you, Anna. This is a very typical Hyderabadi cultural thing. No Muslim will say, thank you, Anna. So, I thought to myself, we said, Ya Allah Malik, so Allah sent me to help him to put this scooter onto the pavement. Now, I say, here is a situation where, here is the Hindu man, his automatic thing that he calls out when he is in difficulty is Ya Allah Malik. But he is a Hindu. Now, whose responsibility is it to introduce him to say, the one that you are calling to, Ya Allah Malik, do you know who he is? Do you want to know who he is? At least I can say, as far as Hyderabad is concerned, the Hindus probably know as much Islam as most Muslims. I'm ashamed to say that, but that's the reality. Apart from the surahs of the Quran and so on, and some of them know even that. But as far as about Islam, most of them know at least as much as most of us know. So where is the door? So the thing I want to, I just thought, let me share my thoughts and say that if you think about these three incidents, and yesterday as I was thinking and reflecting, all of these memories came back from, you know, quite away, 95, 96. So, to say that in all our schemes of trying to escape the qadar of Allah, may Allah keep us all protected, where is the scheme to take the name of Allah and the kitab of Allah to the people who don't know it? When we know, at least cognitively, that is the only thing which will help us. Death is inevitable. It will happen wherever we are, in whatever situation we are in. And real escape is, وَمَنْ زُحْزِعَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازَ. Real escape is not escape from death, which cannot be done anyway. Real escape is the escape from the fire, which can be done. An entry into Jannah, which is ultimate success. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open our eyes before the eyes are open for us, and to bring us on to His path before the time comes when it will be too late to do that. وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلَىٰ آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ.